Welcome to another episode of Why Not You. This is your host, D. Wells, and this is part two with Mr. Trevor Holt. Hey, get the pens and paper out, because Trevor is bringing it in this episode also. Let's go, T. Holt.
To reel yourself, you can't grow yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. Most authentic self.
I think the first time I was actually like 100% real and authentic with myself when I was taking this Old Testament class, and we had to write like our own personal psalm, like David.
Yeah.
And so, man, when I did that, man, that was kind of like a defining moment for me, because you really have to be transparent, because God already knows. It's just now it's a matter of you just kind of admitting it,
yeah,
right?
So being accountable.
Yeah.
People love to play the blame game.
Yeah.
I'm here because this happened. I'm here because this person did this. You're here because of the actions that you chose.
Yeah.
Every choice that you have made is a direct reflection to where you're at in life.
Exactly.
Every choice you will make is a vote for who you're going to become.
Yeah.
And those choices, everything's a choice in life. Your attitude is definitely a choice, 100%. But the choices you make are so important, and what you choose to do is a vote for who you're going to become. And we think we need to do these massive things to grow,
yeah,
do these things. You don't grow in a day, but there's growth in every day.
And I like what you just said right there, too. So repeat that one. The run about vote. You got to vote on who you become.
Your actions are a vote for who you want to become.
That's right.
And so what I realized is that people want to do big things.
Yeah.
But they're not good at the small things.
Uh-huh.
People want to do big things, but won't do the small things. You can't do big things if you don't do the small things.
Yeah.
So what I realized, if you really want to start changing your life, you gotta start with the small things.
Yeah.
When you start, and this is it, life happens to who you are. The most disciplined, the most consistently confident people are the people that win in life.
Yeah.
The people that win the most are the most confident. And confidence is just undeniable proof of the, you say, you're the person you say you are. That's it. Nothing else. Confidence is undeniable proof of the person you say you are, this person.
Yeah.
And that's it. And so you start, if you want to start building your self-confidence, if you want to start building your discipline, you start with the small things. Start with the small wins.
Yeah.
Confidence is wins after win after win, of you keeping the promises you make to yourself. That's all confidence is. Confidence is, someone that's confident is somebody that keeps the promises they make to themselves.
Mm-hmm.
You can't start with making promises to yourself about, I'm going to make $100,000 this year. I'm going to speak in front of 10,000 people this year. No, start with one. And so what I realized, I got to start with small things.
Mm-hmm.
It could be as simple as, when I wake up, I'm going to make my bed.
Yeah.
When I wake up, I'm going to brush my teeth. When I wake up, I'm going to text my mom. When I wake up, I'm going to text my friend.
Yeah.
When I wake up, I'm going to do this. Small things. You start with the small wins. And after you start having with small win after win after win after win, you start to feel a little better about yourself. because you are becoming the person you say you are.
Yeah.
You're doing the things you say you're going to do.
That's right.
So that's where your confidence builds up. Confidence, like I said, confidence is just evidence. You have just undeniable evidence of you are the person you say you are. You do the things you say you're going to do. That's all confidence is. The reason why people are not confident is because they don't keep the promises they make to themselves.
That's right.
And so start with the small wins. And like I said, win after win. But to walk a little more swag in your step.
There you go.
Chest might be a little
there out. You go.
To walk a little more energy.
Yeah.
The energy you give, that eventually going to be the energy you give back. Get back. May not be the next moment. May not be the next day, month, year, or decade.
Yeah.
But eventually, the energy of who you are authentically, energy, what you give out to the universe, eventually is going to come back to you.
It's going to come back.
Tenfold.
I know. When I think about just what you're doing right now, some of the things that you were talking about as far as like getting the wins and stuff, a lot of people, they don't have like a clear direction of like where they want to go. So you got to have some kind of vision or like end in mind, right? So how do you, you go after your vision, or how do you identify what your vision is?
And so people think they need to have a vision to start. They need to have a clear vision and end goal, what they need to get there.
Yeah.
and have a clear vision to start, but you need to start in order to have a clear vision. It's the complete opposite.
Yeah.
You need to start, and then your vision comes clear. Because I promise you, your vision is going to change.
Yeah.
Your dreams don't change.
Right.
But the vision you have of how to get there will.
Yeah.
And I want to speak on your dreams. You have them for a reason.
That's right.
The dreams that you have, the things that keep, like, you dream about, the things that, like, I want to get this, whatever it is, whatever your dream, truly dream is, like, if you had one shot, one choice to be anything in life, that type of dream, you have them for a reason. They're not dreams, they're not visions.
Yeah.
They're the future version of yourself talking to you.
Yeah.
Ask yourself, why do you think you have those dreams? You don't just have them. They're not just some fantasy land.
For real.
They're not fantasies.
Uh-huh.
You have those for a reason.
You do.
It's your future self talking to you like, come on, I need you, I need you.
Yeah.
I'm here waiting for you. I'm waiting for you, man. And so I've always had this belief that I'm chasing somebody. I'm chasing somebody. I need somebody to, I'm chasing somebody. I'm catching up to you. That promise you your future self, the best person that you can be is waiting for you. And so when I have a philosophy was when you passed, you're no longer here. Mm. And I've always felt like I'm chasing somebody and I'm trying to meet somebody.
Yeah.
I was young and I've always felt this. I didn't quite really like grasp the concept.
Uh-huh.
But there's an entrepreneur called Ed Milet who also has this, and he just specified it for me.
Yeah.
And specificity is key in anything.
Yeah.
Say that word 5 times fast. Specificity.
Specificity.
Specificity. And so wait, how he says it too, and I'll just reiterate it, and because I've always believed this as well, is that when you pass, it doesn't matter if you believe in God, you just whatever it is, but when you pass, I believe that you're introduced to the ultimate version of you.
Hmm.
The person that you were meant to become. And he gives two options. There's two outcomes. Are you going to be a complete stranger with this person and not know who they are? Or are you going to be their best friend? And that outcome is a choice. It's up to you. Never stop. Chase that person. And if you are a stranger with this person, if you don't know them, that's your personal hell, personal purgatory.
Hmm.
And you're going to feel the most negative emotion that any human can have, and that's regret. No one wants to regret
for not chasing, for not going after that dream.
Your life, the quality of your life is dictated by the quality of emotions you feel on a daily basis. Mm. And how you handle those emotions is all a choice.
Yeah.
Now, people can't tell you how to feel about something. Never let somebody tell you how to feel about something, because something's going to affect you different than how it affects me, how it affects you. Never allow somebody to tell you how something should make you feel, but you have a choice of how to act on that
feeling. Mm-hmm.
Whether you play the victim game, play the victim mentality, and allow those things to become your identity, mm-hmm. or you can say, okay, this thing is teaching me something, this thing is helping me grow, this is happening for me, so then I can catch up to that person.
Mm.
It's all about perspective.
Sure is. Golly, I just, you know, as you're talking about that kind of stuff, it just made me think about, like, how many people who has everything they need within them, they have the potential, they have the resources, but for whatever reason, they're fearful, so they're not even going to be able to reach personal fulfillment.
And so many people are scared of rejection. No one likes to get rejected.
Yeah.
It sucks.
It does.
It sucks to get rejected. Yeah. They're out. It sucks. And fear of judgment, fear of failure, all that things. But failure is not a bad thing. You learn, there's no such thing as losing. You just learn. Like John says, sometimes you win, sometimes you learn.
I mean, how many people are talking about failure this week?
Yeah, right. So failure, how I see failure and fear, I'll get to fear in a second too. But failure is not rejection, it's progress.
Mm.
If you don't fail at something, it means you didn't try.
Yeah.
And who are you to judge somebody for trying? Who are you to judge somebody for trying? Since when is it cool to judge somebody? Since when is it okay to ridicule somebody for trying? When is it cool to not try?
Yeah.
Right? And so failure is not rejection. Failure is progress. Failure is progress. If you fail, it means you tried. And if you fail, people, I failed. If you fail, it means you don't do that next.
Right.
You learn what to do.
Study a little harder.
You learn what not to do. You see somebody fail, I'm not going to do that, right? And then the fear of failure is real. And I just want to talk about fear for a second. Not real. Don't get me wrong. There's a difference between fear and danger.
Yeah. For real, right?
Fear and danger. If something's dangerous, don't go near it.
Yeah.
But if it, and I'm not talking about like fear of the dark or fear of spiders or fear of clowns. Those are all three things I'm scared of. I'm talking about that fear of rejection, that fear of failure, that fear of what people might think about you. It's all made up in your head.
The fear of not betting on yourself because you're scared.
The fear of
you don't want to get uncomfortable, dang it.
The fear of regret. You don't want to be uncomfortable. But guess what? Without uncomfortability, there's no growth. You don't just grow by magic.
Yeah.
You grow through pain. Pain is the only way to grow. And you can label anything as pain, whether it's uncomfortability, or whatever it is, you can label it as pain. There's no such thing as growth without any type of pain, without any type of struggle. There's no growth in anything.
Yeah.
And so fear is all made up in your head. And so what helped me get over fear of failure, fear of rejection, is that I don't think anybody has said that. I think I've made, this might be like my thing.
Yeah.
Like my first quote. My first quote.
We're going to coin this too.
Fear is a disguised magnet as to what you're supposed to do and where you're supposed to go.
All right, say it again.
Fear is a disguised magnet as to where you're supposed to go and what you're supposed to do.
So now you got to break it down for everybody.
On the other side of that fear, the fear is the challenge. On the other side of fear, everything worthwhile in life to grow is going to be over some sort of fear. You know in your hearts of hearts that when you want to be great, I know you want to be great. Because every single person is born to do amazing things in their life.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to be great, you got to do things that make you scared.
Yeah.
You got to do things that you're fearful of. Because you know in your heart of hearts what you're supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't do it, it's because you're scared.
Yeah.
You're scared of something. Is that you know that you need to do something, but you're not going to do it because you're scared. You know you need to do that.
Yeah.
And so that's why on the other side of fear, fear is a disguised magnet. That's where you're supposed to go and where you're supposed to.
That's deep.
So on the other side of that adversity is the next best version of you. On any side of any type of adversity is the next best version of you. And you owe it to yourself. You owe it to other people. People need the best version of you. You need the best version of you because other people need the best version of you.
There it is. You got you, the magnet, then the best version of you. Man, get to it. You got to get to it.
Got to do it.
Now your life depends on that.
And that's the thing is that there's one thing that's forever constant in your life. Literally only one thing that's forever constant. What is it?
You said the one thing that's...
There's literally only one thing that is forever constant in your life. Only one. What is it?
The thing of time.
Mm-mm. Time changes. One thing.
You got me. What is it?
You. It's you. It's you.
Something you don't have to think too deep, y'all.
And that's the thing. Yeah. People love to overanalyze everything.
Yeah, for real.
We overthink everything.
Right.
But every emotion,
every
event, every person, every place, it's temporary.
Yeah.
Only thing that's forever constant in your life is you.
You.
You must outlast the temporary. The only way you become great is by outlasting the temporary.
Hmm. Outlasting the temporary. Mm-hmm. Yep.
You got to.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't
your
think
struggle, your a struggle, only temporary.
Yep. I mean, yep. It is no different than going through a storm.
Nope.
Don't stop in the middle of the storm. Don't make no U-turn.
Mm-mm.
Just keep going. Even though it slows you down a little bit, you might go through a little bit of hailstorm.
Might get a little snow. Might get a little rain. Might get a little wind. Might get a little bit of tornado.
Uh-huh.
Your car might get banged up.
Yep.
Only way you don't get through that. The only way you get through that storm, you keep moving.
Got to.
You will never. There's no competition with somebody that doesn't give up.
Yeah.
You can't. It's unstoppable. You can't beat somebody that don't give up.
And I think, man, that's when you can actually tell like the true character of somebody, like what they do in crisis.
And that's the thing. It's so easy to do things and to do great things when things are going great.
Right.
When your life is good, when you're happy, things are going your way, the sun is out. It's so easy to do things. But the true character of somebody happens is when things aren't going good.
Yep.
The sun's not out. It's raining. You're not in a good mood. You're suffering from something. You're going through some challenge. Things are just not going your way. Do you stop?
Yeah.
And the thing about life is I love this quote from Alex Hormozi. In life, if you want to be great in life, you always do what's required.
Mm-hmm.
Not your best, because what's required might be better than your best.
That's it, huh?
So you always gotta improve your best.
Man, just take
you gotta steps. You gotta do what's required, because sometimes things that's required is better than your best.
Just that 1%. Isn't that what we talked about? 1% every day.
Every day. What can you do to intentionally grow just 1%? Not the big things, the little things, because consistency, it compounds.
Yeah.
And like John says, your work stores up before it shows up.
Oh, wait.
There's something beautiful.
People need to remember that stuff.
Pete, there's something beautiful about the nights nobody sees.
Yeah.
The hard work nobody sees.
Yeah.
The swings and misses that nobody sees. There's something beautiful about all that.
Yeah.
And I just wish people would understand life's simple but not easy.
Yeah.
Life is simple but not easy. We overcomplicate. We make things way much harder than they are. Yeah. It might be hard, but how to get through something is simple.
Yeah.
You keep moving. You just keep moving. Because we think we need to have this whole complex plan of how to get something done.
Right.
Like at this quote. Complexity is the enemy of execution. Complexity is the enemy of execution.
Gotta simplify it.
If I were to walk from here to the front door, how would I do that?
You walk straight.
You walk in a straight line.
Are we doing those zigzagging?
I'm jumping from bed to bed.
Yeah.
I really have a clear path right here.
Yeah.
Straight line from a point A to point B. Might have to step over some things. Mm-hmm. Might have to walk through some things.
Yeah.
But you keep moving. I know it's hard. I know life's hard. Life is hard and life is unfair.
Yeah. That's why you need people to walk along the side of you.
And that's the thing. As human, not only as leaders, especially as leaders, but not just as leaders, as humans, we always think we need to know it all, be it all, and do it all by ourselves.
Yeah.
If you want to go fast, go by yourself. If you want to go far, go with somebody else.
That's right. So on that note, how big is accountability to you?
Everything. You can't play a blame game. You are in charge of your own life.
Yeah.
You are the only person that is responsible for your life. Nobody else. The actions that you take, the choices that you make,
mm-hmm.
are a direct reflection of where you end up. Because you could be living life, and all of a sudden, knock, knock. Who is it? The consequences of your actions for the last 3 months. And people were surprised at how to end up here. Oh my God, I'm in this position. How have you been living the last 3 months?
Right.
What choices have you been making?
Mm-hmm.
Have you intentionally been living? Or are you just living day by day?
Right.
So it's all about, because you are the only person that is responsible for your life.
Yeah.
Yes. You need people in your life. you are the one responsible for it.
And sometimes it might not even be something that you've done, but it could just be through association. So now all of a sudden you're caught up in something that diverts you off the path that you need mm-hmm. to be on, because you're supposed to be over here to the right, but you mm-hmm. went to the left because you wanted to associate with this, mm-hmm. whoever it was.
And what I love this quote too is that most people sacrifice what they want now. Mm-hmm. And what is it? People sacrifice for what they want most, or what they want now. Well, what is the quote? I'm messing it up. What is it? It's people sacrifice. I think this makes sense. People sacrifice what they want most for what they want now. No, everybody's in it for the short game.
Yeah.
There's no significance in the short game.
No, you can't go around. I mean, start circumventing stuff.
That's the thing. People can't
win like that.
People want instant.
Yeah.
Because of the scrolling on social media.
It goes back to the whole comparison.
The access we have to instant gratification nowadays.
Yeah.
Is killing us.
It is.
Killing us. And that, honestly, that's why I fell in love with the gym. The gym has taught me so much about life. Delayed gratification.
Yeah.
Being blissfully dissatisfied. You're happy where you're at because you're working hard, you're working good, you're doing things, mm-hmm. but you're always chasing to become better.
Yeah.
You always got to be content with where you're at now. Mm-hmm. Because if you're not grateful for where you're at now, how are you going to be grateful for where you're going?
Yeah.
The gym has taught me so much about life. Mm-hmm. Delayed gratification. The work you put in is the work you get out.
Yeah.
Discipline. Consistency.
That's it.
Oh, it is. Life. If you're disciplined and you're consistent, it'll take you places. I didn't say if it was a good or a bad place, because the actions you take, the choice you make on your discipline and your consistency, it's going to take you places.
It is.
But is it going to be a good place or is it going to be a bad place? All up to you.
Man.
Delayed gratification. Like John says, your work is stored up before it shows up. And the work you put in is the work you get out.
Dude, I like that. I think a lot of people just need to just marinate and reflect on that one phrase right there.
Which one?
Just, I mean, about your work storing up before it shows up.
Mm-hmm. And that's the thing is that people make it look so easy.
Yeah.
Like you see all these professionals, they make it look so easy. Oh, I can do that. So go do it. Go try it. See if you can do it just like them.
No.
People want to be where people want to be, but they're unwilling to do the work for what to do to get there. Where they got to be.
And that's why they just end up settling.
They end up settling.
Doing the same
and we've been talking for a while. And so I just want to wrap up again by saying you're born to do amazing things in mm-hmm. your life. All of you. Every person that's listening to this, you were born to do amazing things mm-hmm. in your life. It's because, like I said before, you have your own God-given talents, gifts, and abilities that are only unique to you and only you can exemplify to its greatest ability, because they're yours. They're uniquely yours. And that's the thing about life, is we're so caught up with what other people are better at than us. That's life. That's the beauty of life. You're better at something than I am. That's facts. I'm better at something than you are. That's facts. And that's the beauty of it. Utilize that. Mm-hmm. Use each other's strengths. In life, we're all in the same storm. But some of us are in different boats.
But you just said something that is so powerful. The fact that I'm good at something that you're not, and you're good at something that I'm not. That's why people need to collaborate. But they look at other people as competition when you really don't need to look at people as competition. They're your ally.
They're your ally. People need people in their life.
For real.
You can't do it all alone. And everybody that claims that they're self-made, everybody claims they did it by themselves. Because at some point, I guarantee you, somebody gave him a shot.
Yeah.
Somebody said yes. Somebody invested in them. At some point, somebody gave them an opportunity to do something.
That's right.
Nobody's self-made. Nobody does it by themselves.
Nope.
Always invest in other people.
Always.
And so that's why you become the best version of yourself. So then you can give yourself your best to others. And just know that I know you're struggling. We all do. It's facts. It's life. Mm-hmm. In fact, we all have problems. The biggest problem is the fact that we think we shouldn't have any problems.
I know, right?
Shout out Tony Robbins for that one. We think life sometimes should be, oh, what if I have rainbows?
Yeah.
I shouldn't have any problems. Problems are a sign of life.
Do you know the part that kills me is that people, I think it's mainly like people of faith, because they feel like they shouldn't have to endure anything just because they believe in God or whatever, and that's not the truth. And then another thing is, well, I'm just going to wait on God to bring me whatever. Meanwhile, you just waiting there and not taking no kind of action whatsoever. I'm just waiting on Lord.
Waiting?
Yeah.
If you're waiting for the Lord not doing nothing, you're waiting for a long time. And that's the beauty of it. God gave you free will for a reason. He's going to instill something in you, but he has faith in you that you're going to carry that out and take that action. And God only gives you things that he knows you're capable of overcoming.
That's it.
People don't realize that.
They don't.
And so I want you to realize this, is that we're all struggling. Everyone has challenges. And we all have trauma. We all have baggage. We all have stuff that truly tears at our heart. We have days where we hope nobody knows about.
Yeah.
And we have things that tear at our hearts that keep us up at night. And I want you to know that the things that do, the things that you're most ashamed of, the things that hold you up at night, the things that tear your heart are not burdens.
Mm.
They're your gifts.
That's it.
Those are your gifts. Your trauma, your baggage, the things you're most ashamed of, is actually what equips you to help people. You are the best person to help the person that you once were. You
there
can't
it is.
Help somebody if you've never been there. You can only take people to places you've been. You can't take people to places you've never been. I don't go around talking about aeroscience. But I can promise you, I can teach you how to change your life because I changed mine.
Yeah.
I can teach you how to become more disciplined. I can teach you how to gain your self-confidence because I've done it. I can teach you to change your perspective on things happening for you, not to you, because I've done it. Whatever you're most ashamed of, your trauma, your flags, your baggage, are your gifts. And people need your gifts. People need you.
Hey, y'all heard it first from Trevor Hall. Yes, sir. All right. I appreciate you.
Dude, I love you so much, bro.
Yeah, I love you too, man.
I love you. And we need to make a commitment. And obviously, it's been 6 months. And that's the thing about me being more intentional in my life now.
Yeah.
I need to not only be more intentional about what I'm doing, but I also need to be more intentional about my relationships.
Yeah.
And so would love to be more intentional about us truly staying more connected.
Yeah, we got.
I know we text like here and there, but it's like 4 months go by and it's like, oh, are you going to IMC?
Yeah,
and that's it. So I wanna be able to be intentional about staying connected, being accountable with each other, and making promises for ourselves and then helping us each other.
That's
make
it.
Those promises. But no, I just for all of you listening. Share this, because I know this episode is truly going to change somebody's life. I know even if you need, I know you need to hear something like this. And a lot of times, it's not hearing something new. It's just being reminded about something.
Yeah,
that's it.
Yeah, can't do it alone, everybody.
Can't do it alone. Can't do it alone.
The power of IMC. Job.
Nephew. Trev, I appreciate you, man. You're doing it big. Can't wait to see what God does in your life with core training and how you influence all these youth that you're working with. Why Not You family, Just remember, we cannot become what we need if we remain where we are. Y'all have a blessed week.